Love poem to my dog. There is a place where I live alone, yet with others so afflicted. We straddle a torturous bypass we all one day must make, never knowing when we will fall into the decaying river of life, when our exit in this way, yes, sudden, like a blood-splayed car crash or a hummingbird flying into the forest reflected in the window glass at last. But arriving, getting here, bound to this cliff, perched on this rock, where are the sea nymphs to wail for me as for Prometheus? Has been a dripping away like a slowly leaking faucet, years of laying waste, wasted decades of laying in one's own coffin, top ajar, coming and going, sometimes standing at the edge of the grave with one's friends and family mourning, the next moment levitating up and flying away like one of those women Chagall painted. Days blend into months, months into years, one boundless joy, my dog. My dog's woolly scent come in from the rain, fragrant as honeysuckle. My dog's spirit free, like the wild stormy sea. My dog's eyes chestnut brown, like the fertile soil under which my spring lupines abound. My dog's body, like one of those plush, hush puppy, white comb sheep rugs I begged my parents for 45 years ago, which I longed to crawl into and disappear. My dog's snout, soft as the back of a tufted titmouse. My dog's nose, dense chocolate, velvety black, leading the way, starlight in a moonless night. My dog's ears upright like downy turtle doves. My dog's paws, ah, how every lover of dog adores the musty odor on the pads on their beloved's feet. And should I bottle the scent of my dog's paws, capture the smell of those moist scent pads at the bottom of this Alaskan Malamute's enormous paws, I would be a wealthy woman. Alas, my dog's tail, once a gracious, youthful flip of thick Malamute fur, now a naked, hollow thump on the wooden floor.